回来第二节 MJ 十三话，继续有 Nail Glue 在这里。这样呢，正话正话听这个这样的安排呢，有视像其实是好一点的。因为为什么呢？即系我哋唔需要翻译咁多，因为以往嘅翻译咧就系阿 Neil 讲完个英文个 English version 之后咧，我哋要揾人写翻个英文版本，跟住再 translate 做中文，跟住再揾人配音录翻出嚟，再剪接咧。咁嗰度咧讲紧系一个礼拜一个月嘅工作量嚟嘅。咁而家咧就好简单啦。咁阿 Neil 一讲完英文咧，我尽量解释到嘅，或者尽量讲到啦。咁但系，有好多資料由佢講會好啲嘅咧，或者唔好咁煩躁不停喺度 repeat 咧，就有埋呢個中文嘅 subtitles。咁所以大家睇翻 subtitles 咧，就可以聽到阿 Neil 講咩。嗱，我哋 subtitles 咧，我嘗試啊，我嘗試咧係做咗咧係擺喺 YouTube 入邊嘅。咁 YouTube 大家係可以，即係你睇個 browser 嘅時候咧，其實可以揀翻個中文嘅字幕出嚟，咁就可以聽到或者睇到字幕啦。咁當然，如果你英文好好嘅，我淨係聽緊呢個講嘢，我都聽得明嘅咧，咁就最 perfect 啦，咁就唔使俾啲字幕遮咗啦。咁但係字幕我哋會做咗擺喺 YouTube 嗰度，咁所以大家撳翻咧就可以睇到個字幕喺入邊噶啦。Okay, now we carry on with your adventure last 2 years
ago. Okay, yeah. So as I was saying, the scrawny looking guy at 2 a.m. in the pitch black is standing there. How would you feel if you were frightened
and you feel scared?
In 2 a.m. and you go to a hole in the ground, and there's somebody standing there, and he's not scared, and he's got his balaclava on, and he's talking in a high voice like this.
Are you the only one who feels scared?
At this point, yes. My daughter and myself immediately got scared.
Yeah.
But Jake and Jenny started to get into the hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now this guy, or this being, didn't do anything threatening physically.
Mm.
But the energy coming out was aimed at us.
Mm. And tried to scare you off.
Very, very afraid. So Jenny and Jake were down the hole, as you'll see in the film.
Mm.
And this is why I'm so happy that to talk about this experience, we can back it up with film. So anybody out there who wants to say debunk, we have it on film.
No, nobody said debunking so far.
People are like that. You know, yeah. There's some people like that.
Don't worry about people attacking. So
I don't care about people.
So attacking. What about? I'm so excited. Carry on.
Okay.
What about after Jenny and Jake go to the hole? And
so then the being comes forward, and he bends down and he goes, "Are you looking for the Bradford Ranch?" He's talking like that. "Are you looking for the Bradford Ranch in there?"
That is not a Bradford Ranch.
But why would somebody in the middle of nowhere come along, talking in a funny voice, walking like a crab, you know, funny,
walking and then, like
well,
a crab?
Well, he just seemed to be walking like this all the time. His movements were like this.
He's not normal?
Not normal. So let me tell you. So he said, "Are you looking for the Bradford Ranch in there?"
You can see
he's putting out suggestion.
But are you guys going to go to Bradford Ranch after that?
No, he said, "Are you looking in that hole? Is the Bradford Ranch in that hole?"
That is not
stupid
Ranch.
Saying, right?
Yeah.
But this is what would happen.
It's
so now,
just the same thing that people, if you're going to a door in the building and people asking you, "Are you going to North Point?"
Same.
It doesn't make no sense at all.
No. But even worse than this, my daughter said to me, "Dad, let's get out of here."
Oh, she was scared.
I was scared, but my duty as a father is to protect my son.
Yeah.
And my son was down the ventilation shaft, which is just a hole in the ground.
God.
Which is supposedly the ventilation shaft for an alien base in the middle of Sedona.
You mean that underground base?
An underground base.
With the air coming out.
With the air and the humming sound coming out. This hole in the ground is supposedly connected to the enchantment resort where we will be taking the people
on this tour. You're talking about that expensive hotel.
It's expensive because it's to keep certain people out, because people like Dick Cheney, the American politicians, and these people for thousands of dollars a night go there. Okay, but that's another story. We'll come to that. Under the ground is allegedly this base. Could be human alien.
It's very dangerous. Could be in other cases of fusion.
Whatever. Look, I just tell you what would happen. I was afraid my son was down the hole.
Inside the hole already?
Inside the hole.
No.
Jenny was also inside the hole.
Did they say, did they see anything inside the hole? Or is that a long hole?
They were still going in because it seemed to go down. And I mean, I was standing outside the hole. I was already hit by this fear wave from the being. Already hit me. They were in there. And all of a sudden, Jenny, it hit her. And I remember she came up, popped her head up. And she looked at me and I basically helped her out the hole.
Yeah.
And she said, "We got to get the hell out of here now."
She said that.
She said that to me. And I said, "I know, but Jake's down the hole." And I'm going, Jake. And he's not answering me, you know, because this is typical Jake. He's not scared of anything. And this is a problem.
I know.
This is a problem.
Hold on. 即是现在他讲的那个经历就是讲他进去那个山洞那里。那个山洞就是连接住一间很贵的酒店，就是我们 会去的这间酒店，还有就是讲说直头他带他们去那个叫 Jenny 的人呢，是入了去那个山洞那里，而 Jenny 是初头都不知道什么事，但是入了去没多久他们怕就要说我们要现在要走。 Jenny was scared too.
Terrified. Finally,
what in the middle, suddenly, because she's on her way getting into the hole with Jake, and Jake is on the front, you know, walking in the front.
That's Jake. He's always like that.
There is no reason for Jenny to feel scared. And she certainly feels scared.
Yeah, because the energy. He put out the energy to her too.
He's trying to scare you off.
Well, finally.
Yeah.
Only by screaming at Jake.
Yeah.
Did I manage to get him to come backwards out the hole, stick his head out. And I said, "Get the hell out of there now. Come now." And my daughter's nearly crying. She's so scared. And I'm torn between having to run and my son in the hole, you know? You don't just leave your son in the hole.
No.
And Jenny's saying, "Let's get out now. This is not very good." I managed to be what we call in English assertive with Jake. Like, you know, the final word, you know, before you hit somebody. The final word, get out, you know?
Mm.
He gets out. He looks at me like, you know, what's the matter?
Why are you so angry?
Yeah. And he knows very well that this is not a normal situation. Okay? So he's standing there.
He said, "You never do that to me since I was like 10 years old.
Right. But we know this area is where these beings, they come through these portals. They come through the portals, or they come from these bases. Or there's plenty literature you can read on Sedona about these beings. Mm. Now, what the big argument was over the years was I was always under the impression that this being
is not a
was
good guy.
Negative, was a bad, was a bad.
Right.
Since then, Jake has said to me, "Dad, you got it wrong. What he was trying to do was help you, to scare you, to get away."
I mean, he's actually helping you. Otherwise, if he doesn't scare you and you guys all go in there,
you'll get into trouble. And this is his
really dangerous situation. Yes.
But now, listen to this.
Yeah.
And this is really what really wraps this up.
Mm.
After
we
got out,
I
said to Jenny, because when I said to this being, I said, "Where do you come from?"
Normal conversation.
He had a normal American accent. I said, "Where do you come from?"
You talk to the being.
I talk to that guy. Mm. I talk. Eventually, I got my courage back and I had to do something, you know?
Mm.
Even film him, you know?
Mm.
And he said, "I come from South Africa."
No way.
"I'm South African."
No way.
I'm South African.
But he doesn't have the accent.
But he did then. And then I said to him.
He what?
He answered me in a South African accent. All the time he's talking American. I said to him in Afrikaans, the South African language, I said to him like in Afrikaans, "Where are you from?" "Where are you from?" in Afrikaans. And he answered me in Afrikaans.
And?
He said, "Ek is van Suid-Afrika." I am from South Africa. And then I said to him,
That could be a consequence.
Okay. Jenny's next to me. She's American.
Right.
I said to him, "Where do you live now?" And he said, "I live in Mount Shasta." That's where Jenny comes from.
No way.
and you can see in the film.
No way. No, you didn't film.
This being was reading our brain. This being was preparing us. This being was watching out for us. He was making sure we stay safe and get out the way. This is what this was about.
I don't see he answering you in the film, but I saw Jenny was freaked out when she walked back to the car.
She was terrified. You'll see in the film. She was terrified. And she said very clearly, isn't it strange how he knows where you come from and knows where I come from, kind of thing.
Mm.
And you can put, I don't mind using these clips in this program.
That
you
is
can
more,
show people.
That is more than consequence.
It's more than a coincidence. Of course it's more than a, you're in Sedona. I mean, don't be surprised in Sedona if this kind of thing happens.
Mm.
So this is a very, very powerful, powerful experience.
So and what if we get there at the end of this year, October? Why, by the time we get there, we see the same guy standing there.
I will still be scared.
Are we going to that hole?
We can find out. We can see, you know.
If we can find out Jenny is still there and she can probably bring us to that hole again.
Even there's a lot of things we can always find out. I mean, I've got exopolitics connections and colleagues from our institutes all around the area.
Mm.
I can get anything I want. This is what I say to you. This is the only... We are, you and I, the only chance that people have to get right up to the real-life paranormal and UFO situation. There's no one in Hong Kong who can do this.
I keep on thinking I've been hosting this kind of program for many years And this could be the chance, the only chance we can fly that close.
Chuk Fei, get that close. I have always said to you, you say, why don't you do CE5 in Hong Kong? Why don't you do it? I'm going to tell you why.
Hold on, I always tell him to do CE5 because he already agreed. Why we don't do CE5 all these years?
Because I am really fed up with the politics in the UFO scene in Hong Kong. I'm not mentioning names. I'm not criticizing anybody in particular, please. I'm just telling you, as somebody who's a professional in the field, I just see groups of people following other groups of people. I want people in Hong Kong to wake up and think for themselves.
Mm.
Everybody here, your audience or other people's audience or anybody I'm talking about, has the power themselves to wake up and know and learn and discern. But we're getting people fighting people in politics. I can't operate and bring in CE5s into this kind of environment. But I will take you all out of this environment and show you.
So are you saying again and again and again, this will blow their mind?
This will blow their mind. And you know what? It'll stop people knocking exopolitics. You know, debunking exopolitics. It'll stop them debunking because they will
see... Why didn't you do that earlier?
I don't have any passion for them, for this kind of politics here. I don't have any passion.
It's just only I bring out this issue and then bring out these two ideas, and then you think.
I think when we come back, I think people are going to wake up because they're going to hear Hong Kong people talking about what they saw, and they're going to wake up pretty quickly, pretty smartly.
So this is going to be a real big noise. That
it's
whole
be.
Bunch of people come back from the States.
Yeah, I won't have to open my mouth. They'll do all the talking.
Yeah,
and people will tell people.
Okay, let's get into a little break. So we will show you the video. 我哋而家咧就睇睇条片，睇睇正话 Anel 讲紧嗰个人形外星人嗰条片啦。我哋转头翻嚟。
Where's Bradford Ranch?
Can I get
out? Beyond anything?
嗱，而家咧睇紧呢个片咧，就系佢哋入去呢个山洞。嗱，而家见到咧呢个人咧，其实而家呢个人咧。 就係正話阿Neil講緊嗰個人形嘅，即係喺佢嘅理念入邊一個人形嘅外星人啦。咁然之後佢哋就入嗱，而家呢度就係入緊去一個山窿嗰度啦。嗱，而家呢度咧就係佢哋翻緊佢嘅車道嘅時候咧，其實呢個就係 Jenny 啦 ，Jenny 咧嗰個反應係好驚嘅。咁而家阿Neil就一路行緊同佢講緊正話嗰件事啦。Covert
security.
Yeah, and kind of coincidentally had the same accent as you. And coincidentally was born in the same city as you, living in the same city that you were born, near Manchester.
Yeah.
Well, I find that a bit strange.
So, but now we're here, and they can't stop us. So, you're not paying me for this tour. We're having fun as friends, and we are going to see some amazing things. Look at the sky. It's amazing.
好了, okay, we come back with the video. The guys, people saw the video already, and amazing. I mean, this guy looks like a normal guy, but I don't know he was walking like crap.
Well, walking in a very funny manner, yeah. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't be surprised if you think you look like an alien or alien looks like you, because we're all the same.
Mm.
We're human looking. And this, I would say, judging from what Jake's impressions are, you could almost say it's an angel.
Oh, because he's trying to keep you guys stay out of trouble.
Send the signal of fear, scare you off, and send you, reads your mind and tells you where you're from, speaks your language immediately, and knows where you're all from.
So you think he's an evil alien?
I thought. Because I was afraid. This is what it's all about with abductions. When you're abducted, which I was many, many times,
You feel afraid,
but when you, and I did overcome my fear. When you overcome the fear, you realize it's not a bad situation.
Yeah, just like Travis Walton.
Yeah, not a bad situation. Exactly, like bad, Travis Walton.
Even James Parker, they feel really afraid, correct, really scared at first date.
Correct.
For the first time. Even the lady I met, you know.
Yeah, but remember that Jake, I was, if you like, upgraded by E.T. Jake's my son. So he's the upgraded of the upgraded.
Mm. He's even high level.
He's even high level. And his child will be even higher level.
Mm.
And as you go forward in time, you'll probably find we'll all start to change. Our eyes will become bigger and we'll become more peaceful. And that's how we will evolve. Otherwise, we will not make it into the future.
So you're saying because he has a higher level, so he sees things differently.
He's already.
He's right. Not an evil, not a bad one. Yeah. He's a good one trying to scare you off.
He just fully accepted the guy. Yeah.
Oh.
He's fully accepted the being.
That's so interesting.
We left there, back in this car, and of course, we're all scared, and Jake wanted to go back. And I say, are you crazy? He said, he didn't even talk about the being. He didn't care. He wanted to go down the hole.
Mm.
I said, are you mad? You want to go down that hole? What happens if you go down and we can't get you out? Oh, well, at least I can see what's going on. I can have a look. I can be careful. You know, this.
Absolutely sure there is something inside a hole.
Must be. How can you have air and humming noise coming out of a hole?
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere in Sedona.
This is very simple to explain. Could be this hole connected to the other hole when the wind blow.
No wind.
No wind at all.
No wind. So we went from there. I said to Jenny, where are we going now?
Mm.
She said, we're going to Bradford Ranch.
No kidding.
So I'm not feeling I'm not feeling relaxed at all. I want to go home. My daughter's almost crying.
Okay. Let me explain. 即是嚇走了他們之後呢, 跟著第二站去呢, Jenny就說, 我們現在去這個叫Bradshaw, Bradshaw Ranch, right? Bradshaw Ranch, 即是這個木場，白桑木場，為什麼要講這個木場呢？就因為上一季講過這個Skinwalker Range，即是皮行者之類的地方，那個地方就被Robert Bigelow接管了，但現在這個叫Bradshaw Ranch, it's the same thing as Skinwalker Range, but how come there's not many report on the internet?
There is not a lot because the focus was long ago.
Because when people talk about the supernatural area, the most scariest place is Skinwalker Ranch. You know, they have monsters, they have aliens, same. They have UFO, they have ghosts.
Same in Bradshaw Ranch.
Creature.
They found a horse in a tree.
What do you mean they found a horse
in a tree? A horse on the Bradshaw Ranch was 20 feet up in a tree.
What, hanging on a tree?
Between the branches in the middle.
A horse. Is it a dead one? Is it a dead one?
No.
It's alive.
It's alive. So don't think the Skinwalker Ranch is the only place that's paranormal. Bradshaw Ranch has many, 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 many Things written about it too.
I find a clip in YouTube that two guys using the infrared. I put it up into our promo that this guy saw the windmill turning
with no wind.
With no wind.
That's right.
At all, this windmill keep on turning and turning and rotating.
Well, we were on the car going there.
You've been there.
Yeah, I was there with Jake and Jenny and my daughter. We're just recovering from the shock. And now Jake wants to go there. He's driving. And Jenny's telling him where to go. And I'm saying, I want to go home. Because my daughter's nearly crying, you know. And I'm worried already. It was enough. Well, I was also scared.
Mm. So what's the experience? What's the experience in Brashaw Ranch? You guys get there. Brashaw Ranch. Did you see anything special?
Yes, we got there. And then Jenny said, okay, what we'll do is we were about 50 meter from the Brashaw Ranch gates.
You cannot get in the gate because it's owned by...
You can climb over the gates, I'll tell you. You shouldn't, but you can. You can put a picture up of the gates on your program. And she said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to sit here and light a fire for a bit.
Outside the gate?
About 50 meter. Because between the gates and where we were trees. So you couldn't see the gates.
Okay.
But Jenny said, if you go around the tree, that's the Brashaw Ranch. That's the gate.
So what's wrong with you guys getting into the gate? Because they're owned by the government now?
Well, the area is paranormal. You know, we've just had one bad experience. You know, what do I want another one for? So we were sitting there, and she makes the fire.
Yeah.
And then I look up, and I see a UFO spinning through space like this.
What is spinning?
Twisting like a corkscrew, you know, like this.
It's the whole thing like lights or...
It's just one ball and it's going like this.
How big is the ball?
No, it looked about that big.
You know, okay.
So we all go, wow, you know, we're looking up at this new thing.
You're not the only one saw that.
No, we all saw that. All of us sat there. There was Jenny, Jake, me, and my daughter.
Yeah.
And then later on, we see another UFO go up and then moving, zigzagging slowly across the sky. And we're just watching it. And then after that, Jake said to Jenny, well, where exactly is the Brashaw Ranch gate?
Mm.
And she said, we're only 50 meters away.
Yeah.
You go behind that row of trees.
Mm.
But of course, you can't see anything. We just had the fire here. You see the stars. You look here. You see nothing. It's black. But we had
the night vision goggles.
We had those. So Jake puts them on and he goes, oh, okay, I can see everything quite clear now. Will you come with me, Dad? So I said,
no.
And my daughter goes, Dad, no, please don't go. And Jenny's saying, sit down next to me, you'll be okay. She said, I can't see anything.
What does she mean, sit down?
Jenny was sitting. We had the car there. She took a chair out. We were sitting down. She had a blanket over her, and my daughter had a blanket, and they'd made a fire.
It's cold.
So we... I take the goggles. She's really, you know, crying, you know.
Yeah.
I said, look, don't worry. We're just behind the tree. It's not a problem. So, but I knew it's a problem because Jake's the problem. You know, he's not scared of anything. So we put these things on and we're walking with them. And I can see Jake clearly in front of me. And we walk around and there I see that sight I'll never forget. That sight of the Brashaw Ranch gate.
Yeah, what do you mean you never forget?
Because it's like, it's a picture, you can see it on the internet, you can see it everywhere. That is the ranch. That is where Tom Dongo, Linda Bradford...
Oh, you mean the one with a big, wide roll?
You've got the gates like this and the big thing over the top.
And the top, which is the type's Brashaw Ranch.
And you see the windmill that you're talking about from the gate further down.
Oh, right. Is a huge one?
What, the gate?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's just not that huge, but it's just about, I don't know, 10 feet wide, and it's maybe 9 feet high.
But what do you mean, what do you say that you never forget?
Because why? it's like a creepy, scary looking thing. You know, people always talked about the Bradshaw Ranch.
Right.
And that's always the sign of the Bradshaw Ranch.
Right.
It's like the logo, you know, that gate, you know. Mm. And
terrible.
I see Jake, and I'm only 10 feet behind him. And he's, you know, I'm really feeling bad now because my daughter's just been through the worst. And he wants to now go and see what's going on here.
Mm.
So I said, Jake, come on, we better go back. He says, no, no, no. He says, I want to go inside.
He wants to climb over the gate.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it is easy to climb over the gate.
It's easy, but why? You know, why do that? It says keep out. The military's there. Everything says keep out.
Well, you have the CCTV.
The sign, and no, there's no CCTV. When we were there, there was no CCTV.
There's no board saying if you climb, cross over this border, and then
no,
you will.
But let me tell you one thing. There's a very, very famous phenomena that happens there. There are these lights.
Mm.
There are lights. And guess what? When Jake wanted to climb over the fence, I grabbed him, pulled him back.
Yeah.
Those lights came on.
From?
From the left-hand side. I can't tell you how far away. It's just, really, I just don't know. But they come on three, on, off. On, off, like this, and they're very famous. People know about them.
Mm.
And we saw them that night on the ranch. We actually saw them. So when I saw that going on, I thought, oh no, I hope this is not the start of something else, which fortunately it wasn't. Nothing else really happened.
Can you explain a little bit about the lights? Can you tell some details about the lights? What does that look like?
Apparently, first of all, there's a hill in the distance. I just don't know the. You know, I don't know whether it's a kilometer or whether it's half a kilometer or whether it's 100 meters. I don't know. But people have reported these lights. There's like three of them that come on and then off. And then below them, three come on, come off.
Mm. Like a pulse.
They're just on. Nothing special. Mm. Just that they are, they exist.
Mm.
And they shouldn't be there or something. But they're there. You know, there's
well,
no.
You mean the light is something like an alarm or is something
no,
like.
No, it's
like
paranormal. It's supposedly paranormal. Completely. According to Jenny,
it's quite far away.
Some people see them, some people don't. It looked far away, but I don't know how far.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know how far, but it was in the Bradshaw Ranch area. You know, it was
just
across
as soon
the fence.
As,
yeah.
As
on
soon
the left
as
hand
he
side.
Tried to climb the gate
yeah.
and then the lights on.
They started to glow and then on and off.
What's the color of it?
Just white. Nothing white. Special. Nothing special at all, but we saw them. They've been reported. So. The point was I had to pull Jake off the fence, you know, which he got quite angry with me.
Mm.
But to come back to Tomdongo and the Bradshaws, they have seen wild creatures on that ranch that nobody else can find anywhere in the world. Very strange creatures. Animal.
Like?
I don't know.
What
because I've never seen them, but they've described them as something like more like a dog kind of thing that exists on this maybe the interdimensional. They've had 8 foot looking like greys being seen.
Eight foot.
They've even had a Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah, I heard
you know
about
a Bigfoot,
Sasquatch.
They've even had a big Sasquatch on the ranch. They've had plenty in Tom Dongo's books. You can see plenty of pictures of the lights.
They're all probably coming from the portal.
They come from the portal. The whole area is potentially able to have the same things going on in Sedona.
Okay.
And that answers your question. Mm. Why is Sedona special?
Yeah. Okay, we take a break, rest a bit, then come back. I just said this Bradshaw Ranch, we'll come back and continue this journey.